This episode is brought to you by STEM, bug killers and mosquito repellents rooted in nature, optimized by science.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hey, y'all.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm DD. And we are in person.
We have to say it together. And this is the Oprah Rose Show. In person. We're finally
live
here.
Live and direct, honey.
Live and direct.
It's crazy. We've been on a tour with all of these episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be virtual. We was in Baltimore, LA.
Atlanta. Yes.
Like,
we're here.
We get to see each other finally.
That's why I said where it all started. I feel like the only difference is it's just like a hot box. You know, it's just global warming.
Oh my God.
It's very real.
No, now it's global boiling.
That's what somebody said to me last night. I've never heard that. And it's absolutely global boiling.
It's true.
Yeah.
Everywhere is hot.
It's everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, the hottest places on earth, like Miami and New Orleans, the people are complaining. Like,
and even the cactuses are falling out in Arizona.
Jesus.
How the cactus passing
Not
out?
They know like, the cactus. Oh, damn. And they're supposed to withstand the heat.
Yeah. What? That's wild.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I keep saying, if this is it, let me know. I will stop working right now.
Oh, no,
okay.
Capitalism.
Not even
have
Monday. I will stop working.
At this moment.
Instant.
What you gonna do? Go home watching TV?
I'm gonna go home and finish Hijack. That's exactly what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna finish Love and Marriage Detroit. And I'm gonna get Popeyes.
Okay.
I'm gonna finish what we need for. And I'm gonna get in the AC, bitch. I'm not gonna sit outside.
Yes.
I'm gonna call my mother on FaceTime. I'm gonna talk to my little niece. I'm talking to Jesse. And then I'm gonna just sit there. You know how that mean? That's just like the lady that gets blown away.
Is she praying? Wow. Okay.
When the heat comes, oh my God!
I just need to.
My sister need a break. She just said everything she wants to do at the moment.
And then get blown up.
Somebody would be like, "I want to go to Fiji." I'm like, "I should sit in my house and watch Hijack." Shit, the fuck! I just need a break. You're so right.
Well, let's get our sister home.
Let's give it phone home, bitch. Like,
but I love that we're able to have guests again too.
Yes, we have a guest. We are so excited.
We in person, and we got this lovely, lovely young lady next to me.
Hi.
Janice. What's up, Janice?
Hi. Hey, beautiful. Thank you so much for having me.
So glad to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here.
Yes.
So are we.
It is really hot out there, though, but we made it. It's cool as fuck in here.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you,
Andy. To Full Pump Studios for the AC's pumping.
Pumping.
Because I had y'all there, Dee Dee and Gigi are staying with me, and I'm like, why am I sweating in this living room? And I did not realize that the AC was on. I was like, not be boiling my damn guests out.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I thought you was just doing your hair and was hot from that.
No, I thought I was just hot from moving around. I was burning up, and I'm like, oh, the AC is not, because it's the units for each room. And I'm like, oh, that's why.
Because
I was like, my room is cold, and it's hot as shit out here. But we're
here.
No shade.
Right. Word to the podcast.
So Janice from... It's No Shade.
It's No Shade.
Podcast. And how did you guys meet? You and Dede.
Oh my gosh. I feel like we were babies. We were like little kids.
Yes, definitely.
I remember first time I met you in person. So we were big Rihanna fan.
Yes.
And so we met on Twitter.
Yes.
And this is Twitter days of like.
Twitter when niggas was saying everything.
The meat and potatoes of standing. Stan Wars.
Right. When she was reading Sierra for Filth.
Even before that.
Like, that came after.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
so
like
wait,
after.
I just really quickly, you said that it was before Stan Wars. And I'm a very late adopter to social media and all things. Mm-hmm. So I was not on Twitter, I feel like, at that time. But I feel like now, you know, like, specifically the Barbs, you know, are very crazy. We've obviously had like a whole movie swarm that is kind of like about Stan culture and whatnot. You think it's better or worse now?
Absolutely worse.
That's a good question.
I think it's debatable, right? But I think the thing now is like when we were, I mean, I wasn't a part of like wars and things. I was just supporting my girl. I was just that girl in the Navy.
He was just Navy high.
Not that girl in the Navy, the girl in the Navy.
Well, no shade.
I think then it was contained. So it was like we talked to each other. And we were on our own little world kind of thing.
Exactly.
Whereas like it just crosses over into everything now.
True, because there was obviously no TikTok, no Shade Room, no neighborhood. You know, not socially other bigger, or not even bigger, but the other platforms, that are going
to like it was like, very contained to Twitter.
Okay,
and it's like you have this community of people.
Yeah, and I would say it's debatable now because I feel like back then it was different staying groups. Like you had your Beehive, you had your Navy, you had your Team Breezy, you had your Monsters. Yeah. You had like
wait, who was a monster?
Gaga.
Oh, that's right. Forgot about them. Yeah. Okay.
So it's like, I forgot about them. They with us.
But I do feel like that was more of like a thing and people like showed how much of a fan they were. Right. Yeah. Whereas now it's just like, you don't like my fave. You said something about my fave. I'm cursing you out. I'm cursing your mother out. I'm cursing everybody out.
Yeah, I don't even feel like it's fun.
Like it's, we had fun. Like you said, like, we would do, it was a community. How about that?
I think the thing about it then too is like the support. So if anything, we was trying to run it up. Like, we were buying singles, we were buying CDs, we watching a video because we wanted to support them to be able to like make history and do this whole thing. It wasn't about arguing and who's better. I mean, yes, it was.
It was about arguing, but
it was like you still
wanted light shade.
Yeah. I mean, there's always no shade, but you know,
right? Which is shady in and of itself.
That's the entendre in it.
Exactly. Like, it's literally like, what is the word? Yeah, it's literally such a double entendre. Whatever.
People always say like to me like, somebody always says it's no shade right before they're about to be shady. I'm like, well, because it's gonna come off shady, but it's really no shade. Because I'm being honest.
Exactly. So, I need to, I'm speaking my truth. I gotta be honest.
So the moment I met you in person was, if you remember this, I came to New York by myself on the bus.
On the bus, I remember.
And it was a book signing.
And you came in, you needed a, I remember this, you needed a breakfast sandwich and everything.
it was giving like 4 or 5 in the morning.
But I was there from the night
before. And she was in line in the front. And this part of stan culture, she was the doll and the girl, I mean, still
no shame.
And she was so nice to me, and I remember being like, oh my god, like everybody think you mean
wow,
and
then really let me a stand community
and with her in the line,
yeah, like come in the line with me, I'm in the front of the line,
right?
You remember I even got the meet and greet for the Loud Tour,
the meet and greet Philly? In Philly,
wow. Yes, yes, yeah. A lot of people, I guess social
and Rihanna
media
was reading my phone.
Oh, well, you know.
Because I had a BlackBerry and no one had BlackBerries at that time.
Because it was already upgraded
to
iPhone.
It was old and new.
It was iPhone. Everybody had iPhones, but I still had a BlackBerry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, reading and let that BBM
like reading
go.
Reading
you. Okay, I thought you meant like,
why do you
actual,
have a BlackBerry?
Like, looking at your messages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, I feel like Tamara and myself, I had a partner in this. It wasn't just me. I had a partner in this. Still my girl. But I feel like social
media.
Shout out to Johnny too. I guess people feel like since you are doing something, because, okay, so my standing took off, you know, and I actually got places and got to do things that had more experiences.
That's
just
beautiful.
Based off me being a stand from like 16 years old. I started at 16. I was still in high school. 10th grade, sophomore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why do you think yours took off, I guess, more than maybe someone else's?
To be completely honest with you, as much as I will be wilding out on the inside, like, I would be so chill. And I think that's what like directed her to us. Like she would be coming out, I'll be waiting for her for 4 or 5 hours, and you would think after waiting all that time, I'll be so like
yeah.
I'm like, hey girl,
you were normal.
Just being myself.
Yeah.
Hey girl, can you sign this for me? Because you know I've been out here all day.
Right. Yeah.
Your driver, actually driver. I've been here for 5 hours.
They know my name.
Wow. You were really out there for like 5 hours waiting.
Girl, 5 hours was a good day.
You're from New York. Being from New York too, like, so you have the time to also be there. And a kid.
Yeah, and I'm in high school. I get out of school at 2 o'clock.
I'm gonna just come down here.
Wow.
You know, Radio City, when they would have Fashion Rocks, all those things. Go right after school, get on the train.
Okay.
I feel like I was a kid. Well, I tell people this all the time. I feel like I was a kid who just took advantage of my city.
Absolutely.
Yes. I don't. Absolutely. Okay. And this is no shade to anybody, obviously, if you don't care enough and you're from New York or like a big city.
Right.
But like, I never understood that. Like, if you wanted to, if you're like, especially people I think that want to be in like media or entertainment, and you live in New York and then you never took advantage of it,
it's right here.
The world like,
is your
oyster people from
in the city.
Not from like, and we're close enough. Right. So for me, like, I lived on the Amtrak, right?
Right.
And it was also a hell of a lot cheaper because then it was that Greyhound, you know, that good old Greyhound. So even with that, I felt like, okay, I got to take advantage of it because I'm so I'm only 4 hours. So
where
people
are you
here,
from? Baltimore.
Originally.
Oh, yeah. Baltimore.
I actually remember, funny enough, I think the book signing day, so Didi and I are, I mean, our listeners know, but like we work together at Nordstrom, but I moved up here. I'm a little older than y'all. So I moved up here and I remember you hit me and I was actually at a Lady Gaga show. Right. And I think he was coming up for something for Rihanna.
Right.
And I think it was that book. It might've been that book.
Because I was by myself. Wow.
Yeah.
I literally came by
myself. I still
myself.
Have the photo. We got to put it up.
Yeah. I still have to put it up.
It comes up in my Facebook memories.
We got to put it up with like a
swipe through this. Because it was such a moment too. And like, just, you know, that support and like a community. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't know y'all. I had never met y'all.
No, you literally, and we were tweeting. I didn't even have his number.
Like, right.
We were,
nothing.
He was like, I'm
Twitter,
almost there.
Like, yeah,
and I'm
like,
well, I'm here at the front of the line.
That was
just
instant
come.
Message during that time.
Yeah, that's
you didn't
it.
Need
because
the number.
It was such a smaller community. Mm-hmm. Like, I can see your tweets on my timeline. It's not filled with For You page
and
you
your likes
yeah.
and things. Like, it was more personal.
Yeah, it was
so.
Very yeah. personal.
Do y'all think we'll ever get like that level of star power? And I mean, Beyonce.
Rihanna.
Usher, Rihanna. Yeah.
The factory
like,
is closed.
Yeah, the door is all the way closed.
Yeah, the factory's
yeah.
closed.
Even Gaga.
Everything. I feel like everything is so different. The whole, one, the whole music industry is different. The way shit is put out. Like, because think about it, right?
Hi, it's summertime, so you know what that means. All those pesky little bugs are flying around, and we have just the solution to help. I recently discovered a product, Stem Bug Killers and Mosquito Repellents, rooted in nature, optimized by science. So STEM formulas are powered by plant-based active ingredients, scientifically engineered into effective bug-fighting formulas so you can fight bugs safely and effectively when used as directed. STEM products are available online through Amazon and in stores at big box retail stores such as Walmart, Target, and even Dollar General or Walgreens. Make sure you visit stemforbugs.com to learn more.
They would have CD signings. They would have like things for us to go to. We had TRL. I was in 106 and Park every week in the summertime.
Oh,
like,
no, that's
again,
right.
taking advantage of your city.
Right. Right. I have been, I might as well start a petition at this point. I have asked BET in meetings with BET to bring back 106 and Park. Like,
or something.
We need something.
Yeah. Something.
Like, something
to
showcase.
There's just no platform to showcase
artists.
These artists.
Right. Videos.
On a daily basis.
So my, so my point is. And then they're going on like podcasts. People are not on the radio like that anymore.
Right. No. Yeah.
So where are we going to see you? Where can we fan out besides your concert
tour.
Who some people can't afford?
Yeah. Right. Because now everybody's being priced out.
Because that's how it was for us. Like here in New York, like we can go to TRL. That's free. We can go to Winston's Park. That's free.
Right.
They will have the summer series for the Today Show. I did like... I did all of that.
Oh,
you did.
Yeah.
I'm literally, I couldn't even get it out. You did
was,
everything.
Yeah, you
literally.
Were at the Today Show, like on the show.
Oh, that was Good Morning America.
Good Morning America.
The GMA session.
Yeah, she pulled us up live.
Anymore.
Amazing.
Oh my God.
I was crazy. Watching that shit live. I remember being like, my Lord, look at this girl on TV.
Oh my God.
And it was like, she told us to come on the stage like 6 seconds before they went live. So that's why we're on the stage like, hey.
Oh, I love it. So how do you feel about stan culture now, specifically Doja Cat? And you know, Rihanna is known for loving her fans, embracing her fans, bringing them on stage, bringing them out with her. And recently Doja Cat had a situation online on Twitter, on Instagram, something like that, where she said that her real fans don't call themselves kittens and she doesn't want them to really love her. You should love yourself, you should love God, not me. Kind of on this high horse. What are your thoughts about that?
You don't know how I really feel?
We do, because it's no shade.
It's really no shade. I fucking love Doja Cat. Her last album was amazing. I think Doja Cat is an artist.
You like the last album more than Hot Pink?
Okay, we the same.
Okay.
We're the same.
I do. I can't lie.
Yeah, but she has that star quality that we were just talking about.
Yeah,
about
that's
the
why
Dorian
I say she's
clothes.
An artist. Yeah.
Like, if
yeah.
she really wanted to lean in, but... from what you're saying, it's not like she don't.
No, I feel like Doja is the artist and the feature.
Yes.
I feel like she, like I, so this is why now, as she goes on to say these things, she's really pissing me off. And I feel like she's just going through something that she needs to heal and move away from social media, move away from the music industry. And I will receive you and follow you back when you get, you know,
get,
it
together.
Get yourself
together.
You don't know, see your damn mind and call me when you find it.
Right.
That's what that's
I was
what
thinking when she shaved her hair, you know, she was like, you know, shedding all that energy. And maybe she really is just going through her transitional phase. I think being aggressive to your fans is a little bit much. But if you just wanted to be you and trying to fight and break out of like what made you famous, I guess I can understand that.
Right.
To your point,
right.
I think she really just is an artist, and you know, we can't box her in. And I think that that's really kind of what she's fighting against.
Yeah, it was harsh,
don't
though.
Be mad at us.
Yeah, yeah. It was harsh, though.
Like, it was very
go
harsh.
Go get a job, go get a life. And it's just like,
oh my God,
that's yeah. what she was
but
saying.
But my thing
that.
Is, you're saying go get a job. Some of these people have jobs and paying for your upcoming tour, girl.
I was just about right. to say, right.
They're yeah. using their wow. job to support you.
To support you.
So that's why she's losing followers, got it.
Oh, yeah, because yeah. I was back
when she unfollowed her.
Yeah,
because, yeah, you're directly attacking the people that support you.
And you're posting, like, blood and shit like that. Like, I'm gonna holler at you. When you get back,
I was like, okay, she had gothic era.
Listen, and I think it's a little bit of that too. I think what she's trying to do, if I'm like thinking about being like in your head and in your own space, it's like I'm almost telling you not to support me so that when this album comes out and it sounds nothing like what you're used to before, y'all already hate me, so you mm-hmm. you're mad about something else. You're not mad about the art as much.
Mm-hmm. Or so are you? Or I would yeah. think that you're just trying to really get down to the base of your core of your people. That regardless of what you put out, if you stick behind me and look, and I'm not a Doja Cat fan at all. I've never listened to
so
a full project.
So you're trying to weed out.
So I'm like, as a passive listener, it's like, no, my day ones are still going. Whoever loves Doja Cat is going to be with her throughout it all.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm going to weed it out. And it's, these are my fans that have stuck with me through day one. They're going to be with me here, there, wherever I go. That's what, and again, I don't know.
And then she'll be back after this album and she'll be back into her pop era and give us music that is palatable for everybody.
That's crazy.
You think so?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, she got to get this out of her system.
I think so, too.
Fair.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Fair. I think so, too. And I'm going to let her have it.
Yeah.
Get ahead.
It's always that one album the artist does that's like, oh, girl, you just had to get this
it's
out.
It's different. Yeah, you had to
it's
get this out.
It's your passion project.
Well, yeah. And I do. And I think it is difficult, you know, as you're, like anybody else, like you're changing and you look at things differently. So you want to have a different sound, but you are kind of like beholden to however it is that you got popular. Like, get into it. Yeah. You know, I only know the songs. You know, I only know the singles, right?
Right.
So I'm thinking about all the big singles. And I remember I just saw a clip from, I guess, the new sound or whatever.
Oh, Attention.
And I was like, oh, okay. Like, I'm not hitting play. Like,
I watched the video at midnight
because
I was interested in what I was about to see.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I'm the passive fan that is just like,
Hit play again, but I was
not
like, that's
having
cool.
hit play again.
Oh, really?
You like the song?
I do.
How
Me
go?
And Jesse.
There you go.
But she left that.
Right.
I do like
she's
it.
She's not flipping. Listen, that skip rate not gonna be affected.
But it's funny because I never followed Doja on any socials.
Uh-huh.
So oh, for
baby,
me, it wasn't like
if
a,
you like it.
Yeah,
that's the melody.
I wouldn't know. Well, do you guys think that artists have a like social responsibility then? Like, are you talking about she got blood and all types of stuff, and like, do they have to be role models?
No. I never.
That's the parents' job.
Raise your kid. Don't let these artists raise them for you.
Yeah,
they're here to entertain, put out something you can enjoy, relate to. They're not here to raise your kids.
Yep.
Yeah. And I think at some point people did view artistry as that, like having a stand and standing up for something. Like, you even think about early days Beyonce, like, you know, she was very cognizant of what she did and what she said because people would attack her for anything.
Yes, I always used to be like, Beyonce, grow up. Right. I say yes to your mother, yes to your dating me.
Bitch, you was fucking.
You were 20.
Yeah.
We know Jay Z and you. And your man is 35.
Yeah.
Right.
She was like, yes, we can be. But meanwhile, when they were 16, talking about Temptation, she was fucking the nigga in the Jeep.
Like, I better do progression. That.
Like, she fucked the nigga in the Jeep because her nigga pissed her off.
Okay.
The bitch was
had you talking that real shit. Now you moving backwards.
Yeah.
She's cheating.
And then she was like, ain't nothing out there.
Right.
That part.
Then she said, ain't nothing out there for me. This is where I want to be.
Okay.
Well, I think also the era is completely different. Because I always think about the Nina Simone, you know, that she's like, artists do have a social responsibility. Where obviously we had like protest music in the 60s.
Yeah.
And it was just very different. Where now it's evolved. And I think we do kind of still hold on to these ideals that it's like, kids are probably going to be more influenced from whatever they see. And this is whatever they see, whether it be TV, music, whatever. Then sometimes, a lot of times, it's in the homes. But we can't completely blame it. I don't think we can just blame
everything
on home?
Media. Fathers in the home.
I'm sorry. I don't want to hear Drake talking about black issues. So, no.
Oh, even
I don't
that.
Want, like,
right?
No.
That's a great thing. Like,
love him down, but just rap to me.
But I think apparently it was like misconstrued. I guess I don't exactly know what Ebro said about Drake speaking about black issues. And yeah, I don't want to hear Drake. No. I want to hear feel
he's
away.
He's also Canadian. Like, yeah. His black issues are not the same as U.S. black
no,
issues.
No, not at all.
He's a Canadian Jew.
Yeah.
That part.
I don't.
Combination.
Yeah. Combination. Yeah, I want Drake for like what I want him for entertainment purposes.
That's yeah, awesome. Making music for women. Because I've come to that conclusion as well with Drake. I feel like he makes songs for the ladies.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't feel like, but I had to really come to that. Because I'm like, oh, Drake, you know, why are they always trying him? And I'm like, well, because he makes music for us.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, though.
I love Drake. I don't care what you. I love Drake.
The artist of our generation, but we don't want to say it because it feels corny that it's him, but it's him.
No, I think people are just in denial about it. It's definitely him.
I agree.
It's him.
Because I was thinking about that, you know, I was thinking because I'm not going to Renaissance this weekend. So I'm trying to make myself feel a little better. Like, well, I saw Drake this week. Yeah. And then I'm like, well, can I, like, I mean, of course, it's no, like, comparable to the actual show.
Right.
But, like, Drake has status. A lot of people couldn't get into that show.
Absolutely.
So I should feel good.
Absolutely. Mance has hits for a decade. Hits.
Like, I mean, longer. Who else can do four Barclays shows and three MSG shows?
And they're all sold out, right?
All of them.
New York gonna put on.
Like it was actually like just watching it. It was crazy. Like he doesn't have to do anything. Like
well,
nothing. Just
that's
stand
why
there.
I didn't want to go to the show because he doesn't do anything.
Screaming. Oh, I thought his energy it's was so 1,000. I thought it was on 1,000.
And I thought he had great crowd control. Yeah. A lot of people don't have crowd control to like. He knew when to kind of like pull it, like lean in and lean out. Like it. I thought. And
wasn't
I don't
he
think
like
great
going
is a great
through
performer.
The crowd at moments.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I was late. I done missed all that. I don't never saw it like. And because 21, you know, I had to get a little drink when 21 came on.
No, shit.
White people loved him though at my show.
They did.
White people went crazy for him.
I wouldn't know. I literally went to go get a drink.
Yeah. I didn't. I went with my boyfriend and he went to go get some food and I'm like, well, we can't miss Bimbo Chew.
Nah, that's a man.
He had time. He told me he was on for about 20 minutes. I said he was on for 20 minutes, 21 minutes too long. So he had time. Like, I literally was like, okay, all right. This is the part of the show where I can chit-chat and I'm going to talk to people. And I saw old artists there. We reconnected.
Wow.
One thing about you, you're going to reconnect with somebody at an event.
The Leo going Leo, okay?
It's her season. It's Leo season.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Leo season.
What's your sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, okay.
I know. Every time
November
I say
or October.
November. I know. Oh. I know. Give it.
No,
it's okay.
What is it? I think because I know you,
it's like
and I don't
us
know
and
a lot.
Gemini's get the most immediate.
Yeah, because I'm a Gemini.
Okay.
And I feel like it's only Gemini's. I think like because I love Scorpios.
I don't
Scorpios,
know why Gemini's get such.
I feel like
a
trendy. Gemini's
it's trendy.
Too.
Yeah. It's what you, people are running with their hair.
Gemini's are crazy. Like no,
I love a Gemini.
Fuck around
honey.
And find out.
Well, like people always talk about they have two personalities. It's true.
Yeah.
Nice, but fuck around and find out.
Right, but I'd rather that than say like you're fake, you're two-faced. Because that's what they say. It's not. I'm not two-faced.
Oh, I never. No, I don't get that from Gemini's.
Yeah. No.
I definitely.
They're very authentic people.
Yeah, I don't get too, like you said, like fake.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
That's, what reality show was they calling everybody fake and they would have an issue? Okay, never mind. I'm like.
All of them?
Somebody was like, you're never going to call me fake. I don't remember. Anywho, so back to the queen. We were talking about Beyonce.
Right.
And so Tina and Richard.
Mama Beyonce,
they have divorced. Mm. First of all, I saw somebody be like, she couldn't wait until after the tour. And it's like, what?
What?
I saw it on Twitter.
I did see that. Like, she couldn't wait.
People say the darndest things.
People say the darndest.
She not on tour.
Her daughter working. I mean,
right.
She working too, but
she is.
She getting a check.
If you out of love, baby, you out of love.
Right. Right.
And I'm not about to drink. You and Bianca and them is not about to come on the rest of this tour.
Yes.
So we stopping
remove
this right
their
now.
Compasses.
Right.
Remove their names. I don't know her. And I'm like, you would never think, it's like, it's just literally social media in general is just so crazy that, why is that such a thing? And like, whoever was the first person to say, let me go through Richard Lawson's likes.
Oh my gosh. Did y'all go through the likes?
I didn't.
I was trying to though, because I was like looking through
you
it.
Went,
I was like, why
I
is
went
his
through
name?
The likes. So it was Ooh, like all
it was porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it was crazy
it was like,
porn.
Yeah, it was it homemade porn?
Was it kinky?
It was like regular Twitter porn. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't anything like crazy, but it was all porn.
I follow a lot of porn pages, but I don't like anything.
Right. But it was like...
I bookmark them.
Right. It was even richer. Come on, brother. Like, you married to Tina Knowles.
Right.
Yeah, come on now.
Why? And allegedly are you there's a it? Side baby.
I didn't hear that.
I didn't see that anywhere.
It would be over for these niggas if I was seeing
them.
I'm just traveling with my daughter.
It would be over.
Over for niggas.
Over. Allegedly. I don't know. I saw that on Twitter. And then, this was my theory because. A couple weeks ago, Miss Tina's safe was stolen from her home, which had $1 million in it. And I was like, oh, that was before this divorce, I was like, oh, that's an inside job. Like somebody knew this lady had this safe. I'm sure she didn't have it out in the open. Mm-hmm. Somebody knew maybe it was a cleaning service. I don't know, a mechanic, something. Now I'm like, oh, this it's nigga Richard. Said, I'm leaving here with something.
It's Richard.
Okay.
And they were trying to say it was Tasha K.
Oh my God! I mean, she gotta pay Cardi. So,
Cardi summoned her husband too.
Period.
I did say that. Yep.
Period.
I'm gonna get it anywhere.
I love it. I love how petty Cardi is. I love it. I want Miss Tina to just. But also, so I follow her on Instagram, and that day everything happened. She literally just posted like how she normally posts. She was petty.
A joke of the day.
No, my. It was like something, and it wasn't even like. It was kind of like a quote of the day that was like some insightful shit, but it wasn't anything that like directly related to the divorce.
Because she been out the door.
She was just like whatever.
This is just the final. Mm-hmm.
This is because we found out.
It's been going on. That I was just like, and then you know how they started like resurfacing all the clips. Of like the way he was acting towards her and like the stuff that he was saying. They trying to disband the whole Black Love show.
I mean, all the celebrity couples were divorced.
Not all, but like I think love in general.
Oprah ain't even marry her nigga, so
listen. I already said I'm gonna be 65 with Mr. Bob. Okay, like
my
grandkids are gonna be like, they're gonna be like, "How Mr. Bob? He fine. That ain't your granddaddy. That's my friend. That's grandmama. That's your great grandmother friend." Right. I was like, I'm going to be the granny that just got damn granny still with Mr. Lawson. You'd be like,
wow, girl. You know, you gotta speak greatness, honey. It's not going to be Mr. Bob. It's going to be your husband, Bob.
No, I'm not getting married. That's the whole point. I'm having friends. I'm going to be the grown-ass woman.
We're friends.
A hot grandmother. I love it.
Yeah, the hot grandmother.
I'm not mad at it.
The hot grandmother. Like,
that's how my girls on the old Housewives of New York used to be. Sonya and them. Having a great time.
Sure,
great time.
We all have friends.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
I miss those ladies.
Me too.
I do like the new cast. Me too. They did an amazing job of putting Jenna. This cast together.
Love Jenna. Nah.
I love Bryn
too. Shout out, she's from Indiana too.
Jenna,
shout out to her.
Jenna.
J. Crew.
She's a little J. Crew.
Yes. Okay. With the beautiful closet.
Yeah. I just had to. I'm not stuck sold on their names yet. I don't know.
This is just the one with all the hair. I don't like her though. I really like her.
I feel like she's gonna be all the chaos.
She is.
That's why I don't think I like her. Like,
I'm just happy we're getting a real representation of diversity, which is New York, which is a real representation of New York, not just Upper East Side 60-year-old white women. That doesn't represent New York.
Yep. So did we say this last week? Am I repeating myself? About how I was so surprised about Psy though. Because I followed her for years.
Same. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I never thought that she was as like lively. And if I did say that, sorry.
Right.
No, we talked about that
at your house because you were talking about you had followed Scout in the City.
I followed her for years, saw her page
because of the show, and I was like, these two girls are different.
But if you and keep in mind, I've been following her for years, so and she doesn't, and how we said she
I mean,
does
I feel
not
like
speak.
She doesn't show her personality
at
really
all.
She's just here for content,
but
looks,
I think but right. what you would think you know, I'm like, I never thought she was as like lively, basically. Which is, I guess, you know what you want. Listen, Lori Harvey made a whole career out of it of not speaking, so it works.
Mm-hmm. It does work, because I love it.
All you need is eyes to see the content that she's putting out. That's all. Visibly pleasurable.
That part.
It's hard to keep up with content to put out. Oh, my gosh.
That's when you don't have a 9-to-5 and that's your whole job.
You make a calendar for it, and that's what you do.
And if you're making it work, you're... Yeah. Dedicated.
Right. I love that her husband is retired. I was like, how old is this man? He retired already.
And
he's the stay-at-home dad, and she's just out booked and busy.
I want to get into how they met so bad. Yeah. But
Yeah.
Because she's like New York born and raised.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really want to get into how they met, but I don't think we're ever going to find that out. But yeah.
Maybe
I'm on the case. Just seeing him, child. She's just showing his face because she on TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, because on her page, she doesn't show him. Mm-hmm.
And she'll make jokes, literally like, "Y'all want to see my man?" And she does not show him. And this is before the
and
show.
And it'd be the side of his
so
head.
She knows she's
yeah, like, yeah, exactly. What she doing. That you yeah. know you want to like, you know you want to see him. I mean, I follow probably like a really high percentage of like the fashion influencers, I feel like. And it's always interesting to me, like, who kind of, like, lets you into their lives mm-hmm. and then who doesn't. And, like, you know, I feel like they always drag the high-low girl of, you know, she worked at Target and her man is 10 years younger than her. I'm like, I don't care. I'm here for the looks.
Right.
And that is
her.
It. I do not care. I'm here for some good looks. I want to like, tap, and go, and scroll, right. and go watch Hijack. Like, that's the only thing that I want to do.
Listen, and smoke a backwood while I'm at it.
And smoke a backwood. Listen, because again, life be life, and we got to, you know, you got to have your little backwoods.
We brought a little something for you, Janice, if you want to light it on up.
Oh, that's so nice.
All right. We give our guests
but
gifts.
You rolled it, so I want you to light it.
Oh, is that okay. a thing?
Yeah.
It is a thing. But I can't.
Is it?
Okay. Yes.
You roll it, you light
smoker.
It.
Etiquette.
It is
okay.
a thing.
You
it's
roll
an
it.
Etiquette.
Like, I ain't going to roll it. You think you're going to pick it up and light it? That's kind of crazy.
What's some other etiquette? It's like you pass it a left.
Yeah.
You know, I don't really smoke backwards, but here we are.
Well, child,
you are today.
Went on the
Take
Oprah Rose show.
Yes.
It's no shade.
Yes,
it's good, right?
Yeah. Okay,
it tastes good.
It yes. tastes good. That vanilla.
Listen, we have converted. We have a fan.
Okay.
Conversion.
Because what you normally smoke with?
Real time conversion.
The real New York shit. Papers in Fronto, Grabba.
Oh, some real
New
York
shit.
Oh,
yeah, that's a real New Yorker. Yeah.
Your chest is...
Right, but there are so many flavors.
But this is harsher for me a little bit.
It's that Fronto leaf that you put like a little bit in it, just sprinkle it around.
Well, I do a strip. I cut it and make a strip.
Yeah, but now, isn't it only a strip?
That's if you get the big leaf. Now it's grabba. Now it's a grabba thing where it's like you just pour it into it and mix it in.
Oh, I'm like, what's a grabba?
Like basing it. Basically, it's basing it.
Oh, okay.
Basically.
Oh, cute.
And I don't know why I know that. Like,
because you're the mother of rappers.
That is unfortunate. That is actually
That's why.
Why
you know.
That is why I know. That's why I said backwoods is always present. Listen, backwoods is on the rider. She is present.
I love it.
How many packs like, you got to put on the rider?
She put is on the rider. Present.
Well, he brings his own.
Oh, okay.
And then there's always, and I'm dead ass, right. And then there's always one in like the green room, dressing room.
Cute.
Yeah, a bottle of Casamigos. That is the rider. Very ghetto.
I need to come up with like a writer. Like just
what would you just be on your writer. If everybody had a writer, what would be on theirs?
Ooh. This is funny. I need poopery because ain't nobody gonna come on my shit. Literally. No pun intended. And that's for my people. Anybody there? Y'all
anybody
good? Is there? Mm-hmm. I need some ginger ales for my people, Canada Dry.
Yes.
Because that's the thing.
It is.
I need papers. Yeah. I need Fronto.
She's so black.
Right. Canada Dry.
Canada Dry. Papers and Fronto. Poopery. And I seen Santana. He wanted...
Oh, his was so good.
I wanted
to copy and paste it.
Yes, he wanted wings, but in to-go box. In 10 to-go boxes.
Yeah,
I love club it. appearances specifically.
Right.
But here's the gag. No one is doing that. When I saw it, I was just like, I have never, ever, I feel like, seen anybody fulfill the full-blown rider, unless you are like
Mariah Carey
mm-hmm. or J-Lo. Nobody is really, really...
Right.
You got like... There's certain award shows. I'm like, I don't want to say the name, but there's certain award shows. Well, they'll have a little bit, but everything is not on there. So every time I see it, I'm always just like, what are the first five?
Because that's all I have a question about writers. Do you feel like the writers go by like the status and ego?
Yes and no. I've never seen a full writer. Like,
okay.
And I mean for big artists, like at the height, like. So big. It's still like mine would be like Essentia. It's like what, like, you know, whatever your water
like, so
is.
What would
like,
they
Puffs is like different.
Actually
like,
give and then leave off.
And it's still like snacks, but like they're oh god.
Because I'm like, I have a base candle on there.
That's on his. Like,
you know
I
what I definitely need though? Seriously, I didn't know why I didn't think about this first. You could even scratch the ginger ale. That's for my people. But for me, I'm like, I love salsa water, like sparkling water.
Yeah. Yes,
like
a they Pellegrino, would get that. Honey.
But you want to know something? I don't like the bougie nice shit. No. I don't like a Perrier.
So
I
what you want?
You could give me a fucking Canada
Dry.
Give me a good shot. I'll do house. House isn't bad.
Like, okay.
But I'm very specific to okay. my brand.
So, with what it is. Yeah, as yeah. you should be.
Yeah.
I love that.
I mean, if you got a rider, like, why not?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to need Red Bull.
Canada Dry, Mandarin,
like, all
salsa.
That type of stuff is easy. Okay. It was like a kind of like a, I don't want to say has been, but like a rapper producer. And he needed all this stuff to come to the set. And I was like, are you shitting? It was like a wash bowl, y'all. It was a wash bowl. It was a bowl to wash his hair.
Mine is
I was like, are y'all sucking dicks? Like, what is happening? Wow. No one's doing this.
You need to bring that with you. Or you need to have done that before.
We were actually sourcing this. And I was like, I don't have the bandwidth. Like, this is not that deep. Come with your hair.
If you don't go
washed.
To the Dominicans real quick and have them wash your hair right quick.
Or you have somebody that comes to you. Like,
that part.
Most, I don't know an artist that does not have somebody that comes to them. Like, figure it out before you
get
here.
You're just being annoying at this point.
And that's how I felt. I just felt like it was like, you're like, look, are you fulfilling the Weeknd's rider? Absolutely.
Right.
But like, you're the Weeknd,
right?
Like, you're Drake, but most other people, it's like your Canada Dries, you know, like
your
all your weed,
because we already got that at the bar.
Your Casamigos, yeah, right. Whatever liquor you want. Right. That's like damn, I was like Hennessy. We need to take this off the rider. I was like, this is very ghetto. I was like, you at least. I said we switched. We got Casamigos babies over here, and now it'd be like, what's it, Tramana? The Reposado, Terramana. I can never say it right, Terramana. I love her now, but I like her better.
She's cute. That's the Rock's one. Okay.
I did not know that. Like, I had no idea that was the Rock's.
I like 818.
I had 818 at your party, which,
Blanco.
I'm sorry, hold on. Stop the burp, 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 burp. Finally heard DJ Darule.
Hey.
That's a tongue twister.
It is.
DJ Darule DJ.
Yes.
And it was amazing. Like, he played old shit, new shit. I heard the song with Beyonce cheating. Like, at 16 years old, like, he was testing out things. Heard so much Sexy Red.
I was, like, literally, like, playing new artists and being like, do people like this song?
Yeah, like, literally, he's like, oh, this is a... Because I even was like, what is this? And he's like, oh, it's such and such. Like, I'm testing it out. I'm like, well, the girls don't know it. So
we had to flip.
I love that.
The girls don't know it yet. But trying new music, everybody knows how I feel about the state of specifically New York DJs. And how horrible, like, everybody just tries to make HBCU transplant culture. Yeah. And I can talk about them because I'm both. I just really, really appreciated your set.
Thank
like,
you.
It was amazing. Beautiful. And I had 818 Red Bull. That's why I was like, and it was really good. So she's that girl.
I feel like the DJs here, or even DJs in general, is like, doing a set for every time you DJ is hard. Like, but for me, I'm learning. So I need to hear the new shit, the old shit, to be able to go in and out. But some DJs will, you have a sound. But I hate that it's a lot of early 2000s and it feels like, you know, the same songs
only
you hear over and over.
Lean with it, rock with it.
Not ever again, honey.
I would never play that.
It's like, was in that era. Yeah. I lived through that. Yeah. I was
and
on couches.
And you know,
I'm
a 2000s girl.
I love to say, I love 2000s.
So
actually,
I play a lot of it, but it's not the same songs that
I think it's the same
playing.
Song.
There's
yeah, that's the issue.
That's why I've been wanting to see you play. I was like, I want to see Darule play. Oh. But you know, we always be connecting on like certain songs. Like, we always get in the DMs like, yeah, this one is this. This one is this of the album. This is the go to the album. This is the highlight of the album.
I love
that. So I've been wanting to see... You do your thing. I mean, when I see on Instagram and I be, because you know, I be watching. So, so when I be seeing, like, I be like, oh, let me go back. What song was that? So I was like, I need to get up in there. But you doing your thing. Congratulations. I love to see what you're doing.
It's really amazing.
The girls bullied me into it, and here we go.
But you do a great job. Are you having fun?
That's the most important thing. I'm having fun.
Okay.
Because the thing is, I'm learning something every time.
Right.
So it's also like that, keep you on your toes, have fun. Because I was telling T, I was like, normally when I DJ, it's like more of like a lounge, chill setting. The girls are talking, dancing, listening to the music. But during that party, shout out to Trappy Hour, because they put me on. The first time I ever DJed was during a Trappy Hour party.
Oh,
and so it was kind of like a year, not even a year later, 6 months later. And I learned so much in that time.
Mm-hmm.
I remember in that set, I came to that set with just a board, no chords. Didn't know how to hook up shit, but
I
was
love
like
it.
Figuring out. Now I'm like, yeah, no, I got it.
I heard the dolls were dancing.
Yeah.
They said
and got toe up.
I said that they said that club culture is dead and people don't dance. Not at the gay girls' parties. Like, the gays. Let me tell you something. Fucking losing their motherfucking mind. There was a bitch doing a crybaby on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay?
Wow.
Like,
like, yes, the girls are dancing,
which made me so happy. Like, y'all are literally dancing to
the
song.
I was literally like, is she? That bitch is doing the crybaby.
Was she on the floor or on the wall?
On the floor.
Oh, no, no, no. On the floor. She was also white.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
She was white. They were like, the girls were.
When I played 2 Chainz used to, the girls went crazy.
But the girls was me and Maine.
The girls went crazy for used to.
I mean, me and Maine. We went fucking nuts. I was like, that is my shit. Like, what if I've never heard that out?
Oh, yeah.
That song goes off. Like, off. Shout out to you, 2 Chainz.
Shout out to Nitty Boy.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Another. I saw one of those like things that was like, who had the best glow up? Quick, but 2 Chainz should act. Titty Boy should actually be inclusive of that.
Absolutely.
It was like Ice-T, the rapper, to the actor, The Rock, like wrestler. And I think it's The Rock, honestly.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Show. Yeah,
The
sure.
Rock to like probably like
I mean,
a multi-millionaire.
He was a star wrestler, and so correct. It made sense. Mm-hmm. Correct. Seeing where he is now, I am not surprised.
No, yeah. I'm shocked. A wrestler.
But they made a whole show based off of him.
The SmackDown was because of him.
Right. SmackDown Thursday was because of The Rock. Yeah.
Wow. And every video came to be on the cover.
Wow, that's like, crazy. That's crazy.
Dwayne Johnson been out here.
Ben. And they had like even like Kim Kardashian and we. It's crazy. I feel like we this weekend have watched so much. We didn't watch the Lamar Odom special.
We did.
We watched. I'm still catching up on the Kardashians. How much we love this season. And then there was a clip going around. We love this season.
I thought it was kind of boring. I thought last season was way better.
And I couldn't get into last season.
I like this season because they're being personal and kind of talking about how things have like affected them. It's not just like watching them in their element.
I guess I needed a little bit more drama. I like
the drama. Oh, yeah, it's no drama.
Outside of Kim and Courtney.
Right, that's and Rockin' Out.
There's no drama. And then there was like this clip of Courtney. I'm sorry, Kylie. Yeah. No.
Kylie is the youngest.
Kylie of being like, she wouldn't want her daughter to get plastic surgery before the age of 19. And it's like, y'all have obviously had, and I think they don't really admit, what did they say? They only had like fillers. So they won't really admit what
fillers
they've done. Fillers
and Botox.
It's like, y'all stop. And it's also, nobody cares.
Yeah.
At this point. Nobody. Also,
we just
want to
know the doctor.
That's why I think, what I think is endearing about Lotto and SZA, it's like, I had work done. Like, now just, I guess people just always want more than.
They actually show their doctor that does their, like, filler and Botox. I can't think of his name, but they, like, post him.
Gavami.
Something like that, yeah. Mm-hmm. But in terms of knife stuff, no.
Yeah, and it's probably still him.
Can I show the dermatologist?
Right.
Things like that. Stuff like that. But like, what are your thoughts on that though? Like the kid, like not wanting your kids, specifically they all have I think all of them have at least a girl. Yeah, everybody does. Yeah. Yeah, everybody has a girl. And obviously then there's True as well. And I feel like it's inevitable that they are like you're around all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't even know how you escape that. Like, how are you not like, I don't like this.
You can escape it. I think it's one of those things of like, being open with your child too, to be like, this is what I did. I don't want you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you can escape it.
Yeah.
Because I'm pretty sure Chris didn't want Kylie to do all she, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
But it is, at that time, her older sister was Kim Kardashian.
Yeah.
And now who's to say these kids will be like, well, my mom is Kylie Jenner. My mom is Kim Kardashian. Right. Like, we have to uphold, you know what I'm saying?
The
standard. Look at Northie walking around at 10.
Yeah.
Not saying, she's going down that route, but she's moving like her mom.
She's in
drip like her mom. Like, she walking around at the shows just like her mom. Mm-hmm. So it's in their lifestyle, it's in their family, it's in their community, because it's. Come on, it branches off to their friends. You know, look at Larsa Pippen. Come on. Like,
if this bitch don't admit that she's too grown. Now she get on my nerves. Please, she gets on my nerves.
Is Miami coming back?
Yes, it is. And it's coming to Bravo. It's not just going on Peacock.
Oh, they deserve.
Yeah. Wow. I didn't even watch it, but I feel like, why is it on Peacock?
You could just watch the last 2 seasons.
Okay. Oh, that's it. Yeah. Oh, when I was Fun Employed, that's when I started. I only literally watched the last. Matter of fact,
I only watched the last season.
Obviously, I only watched the last 2 episodes of 2 seasons ago and the last season. That's all you need to watch.
Okay. And that's all.
Baby, get in.
You don't have to go all the way back.
Get into it,
That's my next watch.
It's good. And it's quick. Like, background show. Yeah, because that damn doctor. What's her name?
You'll find yourself looking up like,
Nicole.
Hold on.
Nicole,
who is this?
Where do you live at?
No, what is the one that has the husband that like left and did all the things?
Oh, Lenny and Lisa.
Lenny and Lisa.
He got a hot mic that I've seen. That's probably the craziest hot mics I've ever seen
that
in reality.
That was so fucked up.
Ever. So real quick, Didi.
What did he say?
Real quick. He was hot mic'd. He's basically like been being weird and shit to his wife or whatever. So okay. He's talking to his homeboy about it. Mm-hmm. And he's basically saying like, you know, like how he has someone else that he cares about. Like, he's fully mic'd. But yeah, he's whispering. Mic'd. But he's whispering, thinking whispering. That the mic is not...
No, and the guy said, isn't your mic on?
He's like, yeah, that's what I'm whispering. But this is what he said that took me out. This is it. This is
he
this
was
is,
fucked up.
This meanwhile, is why like, they were having an event at the whispering. House.
Yes, he's in the kitchen BSing. So this is what he says that really took me out.
They're not somewhere else. They're at
a party.
They're
at their house. Right. They're at the house. Home. The friend asks, you know, because he's saying all the problems he's having with Lisa. And the friend asks, well, are you guys at least still sleeping together? And he goes, no, because then I'm going to feel bad for who I really care about.
Yeah, sure did.
He said that about his wife. He doesn't want to sleep with his wife because he doesn't want to hurt his girlfriend's feelings.
Yeah. And Lisa is just like clamoring for his attention and his mm-hmm. affection. It's like, we need date night. We need to do this. I want to set this up. Da 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 da. The kids need you. And he is not paying her a lick.
But now
in the gym every day.
He's like the biggest like boob guy in Miami. Plastic surgeon.
He's huge.
So his money's long. All the things.
Got it. Yeah. That adds another element.
Yeah, I just had to like give you that because that was a crazy hot mic.
But
that
is. That's why
I
said,
when is Miami coming back? Because I definitely
want to update.
I tried to start from season one and I was like, there's no way I can do this. Yeah, I was like, there's
no way.
And
I feel like it's a different cast probably too.
Mostly.
Yeah, it's a two or three original people. But it's mostly a new cast, yeah.
But yeah, so Larsa's on there lying like she didn't get fucking work done.
Lying. Because
she looks like a whole different bitch. I also just don't like her. I don't like anything.
Seem
about
like
her.
She'd be someone that
she's not likable.
Like.
No. She's not likable at all. She does not seem genuine. She seems so fake. She literally, it seems like she, and because I did watch maybe two or three episodes of the first season, it's like she tries to be like Kim.
But they said that. They
she
said
you left. She tries to be just like him.
Because she was there in the originally, you know, they did Real Housewives in Miami years ago.
Yeah.
So she goes, yeah, you went to LA and now the Kardashians don't want you no more. So now you're back.
Yeah.
Period. What did you do to Kim Kardashian?
I forgot her name, but I know who you're talking
about. Yeah, because she'd be dressing too. Yeah. She'd be putting that shit on. Yeah. She got that. Don't get her too.
Like, I forget her name, but
that shit on.
They don't waste no time.
No.
Getting on Larsa's ass. So nope. I love that.
Because she's an easy target.
She's so easy.
Yeah, she's an easy one.
And she tries to play victim.
That's what she said. She said she got that ass because she gained weight.
I know that's right.
Like, no one's doing that.
I know that's
no
right.
One. No one. And the legs
it
don't match.
Down, baby,
the legs do not. The legs don't match.
But as far as...
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The surgery and things that I think it's just a part of their normalcy, their culture.
Yeah.
And even if it's the slightest thing, they can do it. They have the access to do it. They have the means to do it.
Yeah, that's
so,
the thing.
I mean, I'm sure she can be heartbroken when she wants, but... Look at the lifestyle. And I'm not saying like surgery is there on the forefront, but it's obvious.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's hard.
And I'm sure you guys are still going in for touch ups and things of that nature. They're going to hear these things. Like kids are very absorbent.
And North, because North, like you said, North is around. Like she's around for the girl talk. She's there. She's right there.
Yeah.
Like she's.
Because Kanye don't ever have them kids. So she's seen it all.
Ever.
And I feel like she wants to see it all. I feel like when you are that close to what that feels like, I know she realizes that something is different here.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I want to be a part of this. This isn't normal. And like, this is my world though.
Yeah.
It's our world.
I feel like you would feel that very early.
Well, staying on the family dynamics, Coyle Ray and Benzino, which I feel like have always had a very strained relationship. Remember, it was kind of like we knew. Like, I remember when Koi had that Huddy single and it was like, everybody was trying to sign her and all these things. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I don't get it. And then it was like, oh, she's Benzino's daughter. And I feel like she definitely did not lead with it, though.
No. She didn't,
and not
but I feel
that Benzino
like the media
was like,
led with it.
Or Carter. I'm also acting like Benzino is like a name that everybody knows.
Right. It's not even like it's love and hip hop, child.
Yeah, it's not even something that you just
what
like
is a
lead
Benzino
with.
Benzino song?
Girl,
yeah. Damn.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Did he get bigger being Koi's daddy?
I think probably, so. Yeah. I think it was more beneficial for him.
I'm actually looking
than it was last for her. I heard of him was Love and Hip Hop when he and Jocelyn ran up on him and Althea.
Yes, that part. Okay. He was the source, I think. He was the source. He started like, yes. I feel like he was more so known for, wait, or was it, was he an owner? Yes, he was an owner of one of them. I actually feel crazy not knowing
this. It's all right, but so I think the thing about it too is like, you know, with Koi, like you said, she didn't lead with Benzino's My Father and when she was a rapper and like coming out. And there was a clip that went viral when recently she had did Rolling Loud and Benzino was with her and she was saying that it was the first time that he had saw her perform. And I was like, that's crazy.
Which is wild.
That's kind of crazy. But there was another clip of like he wanted an apology from her because she said that he was a deadbeat father. And it's like, if those are my feelings, why do I have to apologize for that?
That
if that's what I experienced.
I was about to say, that's my experience of you.
Why am I apologizing for that?
Why don't you apologizing for making me feel that way?
Right. That part.
It's, you know, I think that that's a hard thing. I feel like, I remember the mom even, this is a while ago, and I think she said something like she was in it. She was doing it all herself. Yeah. Like, that is her experience, that you were not there. You are, you know, I'm doing air quotes, well-known. And you were never present. Yeah. You were never there. Like,
and the only
person,
reason why you care now is because you're embarrassed.
Yeah.
And she's a star.
And she's a star and didn't need you to be able to attain, honestly, more popularity, more celebrity, and more success than you.
Yeah.
And arguably.
I'm a Koi fan, too.
Yeah, and now every time people see Koi, it's going to be a reminder of how you ain't shit.
That part.
It's crazy, which, you know, I think it's a deeper question. There was a, you know, we love Twitter as much as I feel like we didn't start it off talking about Twitter. Y'all have met on Twitter. What's that shit called now? X.
It's still called Twitter. Girl, I'm not leaving.
His mama named him Twitter. I'm going to call him Twitter.
It's definitely still Twitter.
And I'm not leaving.
I forgot the name. I'm going to get the lady's name because we're going to bring her back up. But she is a psychologist or therapist. I don't know her level of education, but it is emotionally immature parents struggle with ownership. Emotionally immature parents do not apologize to their children. They move on as if something has happened because they view apologizing as shameful or as a weakness. Apologizing is accountability. It shows we own our issues and care enough to do better. Why can't parents apologize?
You were hit. You kept reading and I was just like, yes.
Yeah.
I was just talking about recently how I don't understand when people, it's hard for them to apologize or they do an apology that's like a, I'm sorry you felt that way.
That's not an apology.
Well, I'm sorry if that made you feel like, I'm like, that is not apologizing.
And dare I say, I don't think apologizing to your children should start later. Like my 4-year-old, I apologize to her now.
Right.
And she actively apologizes to me. We apologize to each other, and that's how we exchange. I also deserve correction, just like she does. You know what I mean? And I'm accountable in that. So it's ridiculous to me. You should have ownership, Benzino.
Yeah, I mean, because I think it shows like for you to do that, then shows openness and vulnerability to your kid to say like, I was wrong, that hopefully then if something happens with you, you can come to me and we can actually have a conversation about it. Not be shamed, not be afraid to come to me about things. And then it's like this whole, you know, I think for me, when I realized my parents were adults and just like not my parents, just people, like you don't have all the answers. You don't know. It changed our relationship.
That's a big realization.
Yeah, that it was like, oh, you fuck up. Like, I don't know why, you know, it's like no one's perfect.
Right.
No one.
And I think the older generations of parents have tried to project this like, and it was nowhere near. It was probably the furthest thing from it than perfection.
But I also think perfection for them was rooted a lot in what you saw on TV or what their parents were telling them what they needed to do. I think us seeing now representation of like what apologizing or being real is helps us with our kids. Because like you apologize now and even it's like, well, I would have wanted that. Like y'all was trying to be like the Cosby Show and everything.
And to be honest, I don't think about it. The Cosby Show was my era. Our parents were not looking at TV. They weren't looking at Good Time. Ain't nobody wanted to be like James Evans.
No.
In Florida, niggas was broke. Right. They were scratching and surviving. Literally,
but they was having good times.
It's in the theme song. I think it is that don't talk about nothing, sweep it under the rug. Fair. You know, your grandparents.
I'm here, I'm providing for you. You got food in your belly, you got clothes on your back, you got a roof over your head.
There's no,
I'm an adult, you're a child.
There's no conversations about being present. You know, I think even probably people that are older than, like a little older than me, might struggle with that. Like, how are we talking about, like Kimmy and, you know, the son Love and Marriage Huntsville, and he just thinks that taking his kid to school was being present. It's like, but what is he like? What does he want to do? Mm. It's so much more, you know, and I'm not a parent. And it's just, that's why I be like, I don't know sometimes also. Because that's the hardest job that you will ever have. And there's so much unlearning. Like,
so much unlearning.
Like, parents need the therapy, really. We be talking about the kids.
Oh, 1,000%.
Absolutely.
It's and I feel like even as a child, they'll always find something that they would have wanted. But sometimes they didn't express that they wanted that thing till they realized, like, hey, this could have been different. And that's okay, too.
Yeah. And I think they look at grand... If your parent is open to it, I think with the grandkids is where they're like, you know what? I may have fucked up with my kid.
Let me
try to do a little bit better with their kids.
Right. Yeah. Instead. And they also don't have, like, the full responsibility. Mm-hmm. They can... You know, pick them up, have fun, keep them overnight, and then return their ass back to center.
Right, mm-hmm. right, exactly. Which is right. Anybody that don't have kids, like,
we're gonna have a good time.
Fuck them kids.
Right,
every day, honey.
Always. Well, what would you tell your younger self?
Yes.
Oh, me. What would I tell my younger self? Take it easy. Don't worry. I'm like a worrier, overthinker. I'm a Cancer rising.
Oh,
I also
Gemini sun. Is that my Cancer rising? That's an overthinker.
I'm a Cancer.
Yeah. I'm a Gemini sun and a Cancer rising and a Virgo moon. So I'm all fucked up.
Okay,
I love that perfection in your feelings, emotions. Okay,
yes.
Also grounding in that. Okay.
So it would just be to worry less.
Okay,
because I've worried a lot about the things that I didn't need to because I'm blessed and God got me. So it's really, you know, worrying has put me in really negative spaces. Mm-hmm. And, you know, throughout my 20s and stuff, I'm 31 now, so I'm in a new decade. So I would definitely, that would probably be the biggest thing I would take from myself because it's personal. Like, I feel like there's so many things I could say, like, well, education-wise, career-wise and this and that, but something that's like affecting me personally, I would say that, like, just worry less.
I love that.
I mean, I need to tell myself that yesterday, today, tomorrow. I need to tell myself that any day ending in
Y. I mean, I would tell myself that younger so I can get it by now.
But
that part.
Still learning
so I can get it by now.
Like, I think actively. It is the Cancer rising, though, because I'm a worrier by nature, so I just be, like, doing shit so
worry
that
and
I don't
Wanda.
Have to worry about
Literally,
it.
Literally, that's
worry
what
and
I mean. I worry about every fucking thing. Yeah. And like you said, half the time, it's like, this didn't even happen.
Or I don't need to worry about it. It's fine.
Right.
Ugh. I love that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
We have one more question.
Oh, shit. We do.
What do you know
forgot
for sure?
We ain't had a guest in a while.
Hey, we haven't. Shit.
What do you know for sure?
Oh, what I know for sure is that my love is patient, my love is kind, and my love is unconditional.
Yes. I'm sorry. I have to ask this because I was thinking about this recently. When you say unconditional, and I don't mean like, you know, you're going to love somebody through like disrespect and you know, like very traumatic things. But what does like unconditional love look like to you?
For me, there's this one line in this Drake song called "Look What You Done." Shout out to Drake. And he goes, "It's like 06 in your backyard and I'm in love with Jay and I'm still in love because when it's that real is when it doesn't fade." So I feel like although I can love you, you don't have to be in my life anymore.
Yeah.
But if I really loved you, and it doesn't have to be romantically, friends, you know, because there's people you fall out with and shit like that.
Yeah.
Family that you sometimes have to fall out with. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like, if I loved you, I always love you. It doesn't have to always be at the same height that I did at the time when we were active.
Yeah.
But I always love you. So that's what I mean. It's unconditional because I don't have to have ties with you to still have a place in my heart of love for you.
Yeah.
I love that. That is real beautiful. And so
that's
real.
Not me.
Yeah.
That's not me at all.
Thank you.
Oh, you're such a stop loving me.
She's like, yeah, that's nice. I do think when you love somebody, or specifically being in love, like you said, romantic, family, familial, whatever, yes, I think there is always kind of like a level of it. But I think with that partner love, that when that goes sour, I'm like, no, you're dead. You need to be dead to me. Like, you need to be.
But
like,
I argue that that is still love, because it's a thin line between love and hate.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is. I mean,
you gotta hate to love.
Yeah.
Or love to hate.
I've definitely never gotten to that point, if I'm being completely honest, of like, I hate you so much that I think that's what I want to do more so, that it's like, you don't, I hope you suffer. Like, that's probably some internal shit that I got.
Suffer.
Not even, I hope you do it. I hope you suffer. Okay. Mm. Like, I hope.
What's your moon sign?
Aries.
Ooh. Oh, well.
That's why.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Like, that was rooted.
Yeah. So
was
like, seek and destroy, okay?
Seek and destroy.
That answered that question.
Like, yeah, as soon as I said it, I was like, Aries. Yeah. That's probably where that Aries comes in. And I'm like double fire. So it's like,
oh yeah.
Because I feel like the moon sign is always like what you feel inside. Like, it's like that, like, inner voice.
Wow. I'm big Aries energy.
Yeah. That is your like inner voice. Mine is Gemini. I don't know what that's telling me though.
Oh really?
Oh, y'all are cute with the reverse.
Yeah. Yours is so I think, you know how people always be like, Daryl's so nice, and like Anne will be like, not really.
Not really.
Like, that the other side.
See that Gemini
He sees the other side.
He sees the other side.
Which I try not to do so much, because I feel like the person that you show other people that they love, you should show the person you love too.
Yeah.
They should see that side more than the other side.
I struggle with that.
So
I definitely
try to make sure that that is not the case.
I need to implement that in my relationship.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, when you go out to the world.
Look, I love you.
Right. Okay. When you go out to the world, like, and people come back and say the nice, beautiful things about you, your partner should see that side too, all the time.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very difficult. For, I'm not going to hold you.
Listen,
it's so difficult. And I actively try, and it's very, very hard. Yeah. Well, the quote is, why is my phone not working? This is actually, so, dear people pleasers, you are not responsible for everyone else's happiness. You do not have to pretend you are happy, sacrificing your well-being for the sake of others' needs. Adulthood has taught me that sometimes you just have to disappoint people.
Mm-hmm. Read me.
That part.
Are you a people pleaser?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you are.
I'm doing such a better job at it, though, but
I think you're just like, inherently nice and don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
So to the last part of that was disappoint people.
Yeah. I think you just have to, I just always lead with honesty. Mm. So I think even telling people, while everybody looks at no as like a hard thing, it's not to me.
No, or it's your boundary and your protection.
It is. And even if it's just, my favorite now is I don't know. Like, that call we had earlier, I was like, I don't know, y'all. I don't know. Yeah. And he's like, well, what am I supposed to do? And I was like, I don't know. I have to go, though. Like, I'm going to respond to you. But if I think about it, then maybe, because I also think it gives me time to think for a second, you know, that you're not making like very rash decisions.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I don't know. Let me think about it for a second. Let me come back to it. Like, let's put a pin in it. And let me, it might come back to it. It's literally like 5 minutes, but let me think. I don't want to just react off of things. I want to think about it, and it's okay.
Mm. Yeah.
And no is a complete sentence. Or I don't want to. My favorite is, I don't feel like it. Mm. I don't feel like it.
I need to get more like that. I am a people pleaser. I feel like I've let some of it go, because it's like, even when like people's events, it's like, oh fuck, like, well, I really can't make this, but I'm gonna try to make this because I don't want them to feel no way.
Yeah.
It's just like, well, girl, like, I really had too much, like, I just couldn't make it.
Yeah. That's so crazy you mentioned that one first, because being a people pleaser, that was the one that I noticed to work on first.
Being supportive.
Yeah. Being supportive, because what I was realizing was like, well, don't nobody come to my shit. Or like, I don't even have time to do shit because I'm going to everyone else's shit.
Right.
Yeah.
So, that's where you disappoint. I think for me, that was the one.
Yeah.
So you can start there.
Same. That's the one for me, because it's just like, oh, I don't want them to feel no way. And it's just like, but girl, you got to understand, like, you got a life too, right?
Right,
you
gotta start
to do it too, right?
And if you don't, if you don't understand, that's also okay.
Because you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Because at the end, it's
none. No shade.
Because at the end of the day, I don't have to explain myself neither.
No.
Because, you know, sometimes people be peopling.
They do.
And they be peopling and they be wanting, you know, feeling like you got to explain shit to them and this and that. And it's like, nah.
No, and I don't. And I, no. you know, that's a lesson from my mama. She don't explain shit. It will make it, it makes it very clear. Like, I don't want to do it. I'm not doing it. And you be like, what? Did you tell? No, I didn't. And we'll go take a nap. And you just like,
I guess we not doing it.
I guess
it.
We don't take a nap for me.
Go take a nap. Yeah. I told you as a child, no. What don't you understand? The N or the O. So like, as a and I'm not, so
wow,
I can
you
be
sounded
indecisive.
Like your mother just now when you
when
said
I said
that.
It, yeah. I went back as a child.
Like,
in the building,
literally,
honey.
You just said like
I
verbatim.
Said it like her. But I think it also comes with being decisive, yeah. And I'm very indecisive. So for me, even the saying no leads me to being decisive, yeah. That I'm like, oh, I don't have to waver. I can be like, I'll tell you real quick. Hey, I have a lot going on, but I hope you have a great event. Mm-hmm. Like, or maybe yeah. Even you need, if there's anything I can do pre, let me know. But like, right. I'm not going right. to make it yeah. As opposed to what I don't like is, hey, I'm coming and then you don't come. Like yeah. That's where my yeah. balance kind of is, where it's like, if I know I have a super crazy time, it's like, yeah, I'm or it's just like, I'm never home. So yeah. I'm not gonna be able to make it, or mm-hmm. if I can, I'm gonna try, but I might not.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
And that's okay.
And it's okay.
That's
it
okay.
is. So
yeah. So that's the first one.
Yeah.
For sure, that was my first one, and I'm good with it now.
Good. Yeah.
I can't be everywhere.
You can't.
Yeah, I have to master it. Yeah, I have to perfect it.
I think also living in at this point 3 different states.
Yeah.
Was an unlock too, where I was like, I definitely can't be everywhere because I just have. Friends and family everywhere now, mm-hmm. or in those
y'all
areas.
Doing it though. Y'all be moving up and down this East Coast show.
They really do.
up and down the East Coast.
Literally.
Love that.
Moving up and down.
Same.
You know, be over West soon.
Come on over West. Listen,
yes.
You need to come see my sister.
Yes, please.
We'll be there for Beyonce.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, y'all doing the birthday show. Mm-hmm. Y'all think she gonna do something special?
No,
I don't think so.
Look,
the only thing special
I want, Blue Ivy better be there.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I just want
Blue. She's the star of this tour.
She absolutely.
Because we didn't, it was unexpected.
Right.
That first time she came out, I literally saw it on Twitter and screamed.
Yeah. I just, Gills. Yeah. You know I do not like Black is King, but I like that song.
I love Black is King. Yeah.
I do not. I like that song. I really like that song, but I don't like Black is King. So
I just listen to it either.
It wasn't a gift to me.
It was not a gift, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that was the name of it. I do have
Was it the gift, Black is King, colon? Or was it the gift?
Black is King was the movie.
Right.
And then the gift was the album.
And that was for Lion King, which was totally separate.
Yeah. That's why I thought it was called Black is King, because it was like Lion King and her song.
I loved
was
both.
Wait, the movie was called what?
Black is King. But it was her rendition of the Lion King.
Right. Okay.
With
her music videos.
Of her music. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
And she was also in the Lion King.
Who is she? This is
Simba.
She was Nyla.
She was Nyla.
Okay. Yeah. I used to want to name my kid that. As and then in the second one, the girl's name was Kiara, like the baby or something like that.
That's
and I was
right.
like, yeah. I was like, oh my God, it's like my name. Anywho, all right, thank you so,
much, Janice.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a blast.
Yes, where can people find you?
You can find me on social media at Janice Aileen. I don't know if they'll put it up or something because it's a lot of vowels and shit in my name. So I ain't gonna do that. But you could also check me out on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, the It's No Shade podcast. It's, you know what, we get into the mess there. We get into people business, you know, people who's a little bit more popular than I am, who we are. We get into the mess. We have people sending their shady scenarios. We have a to detect shade. So it's the Shader. It's fun over there. We tap into some things.
Dead.
So be sure to come and see your girl Janice Aileen at the It's No Shade podcast and follow me on social media.
I love it.
Yes.
Thank you for coming.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.